Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When most people think famous American writers and think Key West, Florida, they think Ernest Hemingway and the house with all the cats thought to be ancestors of Hemingway's cats. But Ernest Hemingway only lived on the island for 6 years. That was back in the 1930s, and it was off and on. So all this month, Key West is celebrating the birthday and the legacy of another major 20th century writer, one who lived there a lot longer. Nancy Klingener from Here and Now contributor WLRN has our story.
Tennessee Williams died more than 30 years ago, but the man who wrote A Streetcar Named Desire and The Glass Menagerie might still recognize Key West today.
He went to restaurants that we can go to today. He shopped at the grocery stores we shop at today.
Dennis Beaver is the founder of the Tennessee Williams exhibit in Key West.
So many people still have stories that they can tell about running into Tennessee, drunk maybe, or in a bad mood, and how coarse he could be, and that Southern attitude could be so sweet and endearing one moment and really throat-cutting the next. But that's what made him part of our community.
Some verse read for the Key West Library, most of it early and young by an old man.
Tennessee Williams made this recording in 1971. He wrote the poem as a young man, and it was never published.
The wayward flesh has made me wise in many things I should not know. Perhaps if hawks tore out my eyes, your image would not plague me so.
Key Westers have been celebrating Tennessee Williams and the years he spent on the island all month, with poetry, painting, and film screenings. And they created a new production called Tennessee's Rose. The staged reading draws from stories, journals, and plays, all focused on the playwright's relationship with his sister, who was also his muse.
I would barely notice my sister at the piano, groan at her repeated blunders only in sympathy for him.
In this scene, young Tennessee watches his sister rehearse for a recital with the young man who was his first crush.
It must have been a shocking conflict in my thoughts and sensations as I gazed down upon him.
Williams first visited Key West in 1941 and bought a cottage here in 1949. It was his home base until he died in 1983. But the cottage, unlike Hemingway's house, is still a private residence, not open to the public.
He liked the freedom. He lived very quietly. Hemingway is so famous in Key West with a very large house. Tennessee lived very modestly.
Developer David Wolkowski helped transform Key West into a high-end resort during the decades when Williams lived here. And they were good friends. Wolkowski had a restaurant on the beach. One time, Williams brought dancer Rudolf Nureyev to lunch there. Then the playwright went off for a swim and didn't return. When Nureyev was ready to go home, Wolkowski found Williams napping underneath the building.
I said, go back to sleep, and I took Nureyev back to his house.
When Dennis Beaver takes people on tours of the Tennessee Williams exhibit, there's one question he gets a lot.
Well, what did he write here?
Beaver says Williams wrote and rewrote bits and pieces of just about everything in Key West, including a play you've probably never heard of.
Will Mr. Merriweather Return from Memphis?
The play was the first production at the Tennessee Williams Fine Arts Center in Key West when it opened in 1980. It's the story of a woman waiting for her lover's return, even as she counsels her daughter to resist a man's advances. But Williams pulled the play after 2 weeks because he wasn't happy with it. And it hasn't returned to the stage, at least not in that form.
Because the estate will not allow it because he said he never rewrote it.
The exhibit also includes a section about Williams' partner, Frank Merlo. In the 50s and 60s, two men couldn't easily be a public couple.
Everybody in Key West knew it, but the big world in general wasn't really accepting famous people being gay.
Officially, Merlo was Williams' assistant.
But he was much more than that. He did everything for Tennessee. He set up his interviews, he fixed his dinner, and he lived with him for 15 years.
The exhibit in Key West started 4 years ago for the 100th anniversary of Tennessee Williams' birth. Now it's permanent. And it gets bigger every year, with connections to the Tennessee Williams Festival in New Orleans and even the National Gallery in Havana, which currently has a show of Williams' paintings. No plans yet, though, for a lookalike contest. For Here and Now, I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.